This is The Coacharium, where coaches go to grow. Coacharium, like a terrarium for coaches. It's the pocket-sized podcast for leaders who coach to gain skills and confidence. Welcome to The Coacharium.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Coacharium. If you haven't listened before, we're Gary, Dana, and Wendy. This is the smallest podcast spread over the longest distance, over 5,000 miles from here in London via Dallas to Boise, Idaho. Now, in each Coacharium episode, we discuss topics related to developing your leadership style and coaching approach. Dana, what are we talking about today?
So we love talking about what's relevant right now out there in the workplace. And a common topic we talked about in the green room today is that there are leaders that want to do some coaching of the direct reports, but they're trying to figure out how to be a line manager too, or how to manage what they've got, what they've been doing, and also be a coach. So this has come up. Several of you mentioned it today. So we want to talk through, I kind of want to challenge us to talk through leader as coach. And there's this chart that Gallup has in their book, which is actually called It's the Manager. And they talk about the demands of the workplace. And there's the past and the future, right? So the past was, think baby boomers, think, okay, I got to get my paycheck. But think millennials and Gen Z, they want my purpose. They're not thinking about their paycheck. I mean, they want their paycheck and they want their money, but they're thinking about purposeful work. Whereas in the past, it was my satisfaction. Now it's my development. But here's the clincher. It was my boss. And instead, how cool would it be in the workplace to say, oh, this is Wendy. She's my leader who coaches me. Oh, this is Gary. He's a leader who coaches me. Instead of this is my boss. And so it's a word that's kind of transforming in the workplace. But I think for the leader, it's really figuring out what is the mindset shift that I need to be thinking about. And how can I be a coach when I've got to get them to get this stuff done on the line? I'm a line manager too. And so how am I managing this? And I think one of the best descriptions I ever got was thinking about putting a hat on. I'm putting my coaching hat on. I'm putting my consulting hat on. Your consulting hat as a leader is yours. You're telling them, you're telling them what to do. And you're kind of answering questions. But you want to get in that mindset, and that as you're becoming a leader who coaches, is thinking about this skill set shift, which is asking and listening. It's the same thing, you're just wearing different hats. And then you get into this time set shift, which is coaching and empowering. So you're creating more time for your job so that your people that are your direct reports, you're giving them more, you're directing and guiding them and developing them. I once heard that as a leader, 80% of our job is developing people. So, and it's an equation we hear when we're coaching, you know, we're not in the driver's seat, we're sitting in the passenger seat. Well, same with the leader who coaches, they're sitting in the passenger seat. And where do you think you want to go next? Do you want to turn here? So what are you going to do? So you're asking questions. But when they ask for help, you're more of the consulting, you're more of putting on that hat as that, or if we don't want to use the word consulting, maybe more of the leader hat. And then it goes into you as a belief set shift, that your job is this personal development, and it is a requirement for a people leader. So I want to just pause there. And with the current discussion we had in the green room about what's going on in the workplace and people shifting, does this resonate with either of you?
I think what's coming up for me is, I really like what you described there, Dana. I think that's really helpful. I think there's two scenarios where leaders are trying to bring in coaching into what they're doing. One is when they've got a high-performing team member that they're wanting to develop and grow. And one is where they've got maybe somebody who's facing more challenges in the work they're doing and they need to come up to the level that they need. I'm finding that leaders that I'm working with where they've got a high performing team, it's relatively easy for them to figure out how to go from, I tell you what to do and you're really good at it, to I can start to help you to develop it for yourself. That's quite straightforward, to bring coaching in when you've got a high performer in front of you. The question is coming through more, if I've got somebody who needs performance management, if I've got somebody who needs to be, I feel like I need to tell them what to do, but I still want to bring more coaching into my leadership because I can see that that style of leadership is more effective, more empowering, more sustaining. How can I, in one conversation, both tell the person, these are three things that I need to see from you, which feels like boss style, it feels like performance management, and also, what are the things you need to achieve, which is more coach style? So their question is, how can I do those two things in one conversation? Mm-hmm. Wendy, do you think it's possible to do those two things in the one conversation? Here's my expectations, and what do you think?
Yeah, I think we were talking before we started recording about how I've had an experience like this before, where I was doing more coaching for a group of people, and then I also had a direct report, and then some of those people that I was coaching were being transitioned to be my direct reports, and my initial reaction was, oh yikes, how's this gonna go? All of a sudden I have to be their quote boss now, right? Like previously we just had conversations on the regular about how they were doing, and now, you know, how does that change and what is that going to look like? And I just personally, I think I, one of the things I struggle with is taking ownership of other people's output, let's put it that way. And so I realized upon reflection, and I say it here as if it was like a quick flip in my brain, but no, it was a couple of weeks of thinking about this and realizing, no, that's me just trying to, you know, take on their output. Just because I'm now going to be their direct manager doesn't mean that I now am taking on their output as well. And so the more that I thought about it, the more I realized that very little changes, that I can still weave those new aspects of the conversation that they had previously with their other manager. I just need to weave those into the conversations that were already happening. And at the end of the day, I'm still working to advocate for them and empower them towards their own development. And that happens through those conversations, but it's not where I'm taking that on as if it were my own thing to carry for them. Does that make any sense?
I love that. Wendy, I love that. And when I think about you and I think about your relationship building talents, then that's the number one expectation for every leader, that they have a great ability to build the relationships with their people so that they can develop them and lead change and inspire them and communicate clearly what they need them to do or what the role is. And I think we know that's one of the big things that most people raise their hand and say they need, is they need role clarity. And so it's giving them all the tools they need and then stepping back, like you said, and not being responsible for their outcome, but being there to coach them along the way.
And Wendy, in that scenario, do you find yourself within one conversation switching between modes, or is it one blend of a style of leadership? So do you go, I'm going to spend the first half of this conversation more in coach mode, and then I'm going to come more into a slightly more directive mode? And if so, do you indicate the pivot between the two, or is it one sort of blend of the way you work with the team?
I was trying to think back as I'm to answer your question. I think it's just a big mishmash of it's all blended together. I enjoy transitions. I like to be able to transition well from one part to another seamlessly, so someone doesn't feel like it's this heavy pivot, right? I mean, sometimes that just happens where you say, okay, we've been talking about this for a while and now, you know, got to talk about this other elephant in the room or whatever. But at the end of the day, I know I said it that way already, but Dana, what you said about it being a relationship, I think it's all about the relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think mm-hmm. as long as we are continuing to develop that relationship, then these other things happen more seamlessly. It doesn't have to be as I don't know. You don't have to have that strong pivot or that clear, okay, we're going to talk 15 minutes about chit chat, and then we're going to talk 15 minutes about what you've been doing wrong. Like that. No, but that doesn't feel good.
I shouldn't bring the gong to the meeting and sort of bang it in moments between.
Time to move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing that I said to the person that I was working with was, I think that, here's me having an opinion in a coaching session, but I said, I think that you can play coaching mode even in performance management. And I think a lot of coaches would find that quite challenging sometimes because performance management is its own sort of leadership dynamic. But I think you can play coaching mode in performance management. And what I said is start with coaching. Mm-hmm. And if you've gone through, what do you want your objectives to be over the next 3 months? And is there anything else that you haven't said that you think you might need to think about? And really, you know, help them to get everything that they could have thought about out. And then if there's one more thing where you go, also, I'd like you to think about this thing, I said, that's fine. And it's a way of, you know, still bringing the coaching to the fore. If you start with, these are my instructions for you, is there anything mm-hmm. else that you can think of? They're not really in the coaching mm-hmm. mode because you've just told them what to do. Mm-hmm. So yep. if you start with coaching, then you start with them in that empowered thinking space. And then if there's anything they've missed right at the end, you can say, well, there's a couple more things I would like you to add to your list. Oh, great. Okay, that's really helpful. Thanks very much. You know, so you, there's ways of blending it. But lean into the coaching and see if you can bring more of that out and then see what benefit you get from doing so.
And I think just having those clear expectations always helps and just, you know, setting the stage. But you're going to set the stage when you start directing some or when you start managing somebody new or leading somebody new as a coach and just tell them, you know, you're their sponsor. You're the person that's going to be guiding them and you're going to be honest with them when things aren't right. And you're going to be having those five conversations with them throughout the year, the one-on-ones, the quick connects, the progress reviews. And this is how, and you're laying out, so you're setting the expectations of what it looks like. And then they know, and they have clarity. It's like a little kid going into the classroom and everything's everywhere. The books aren't in one place and you're telling them. So you're setting up order for them. And then you can sit back and be the coach, as Gary says, and blend it in as you're giving them the guidance and the direction and setting the expectations. So
a wise thing that somebody else said, I can't remember who, about coaching conversations or any kind of leadership conversation is the most important thing is that you and the person you're talking to both think you're in the same conversation. Both think you're in the same kind of conversation. Yeah. So if you think you're in a coaching conversation, they think they're in a directive boss mode performance management conversation, you're not in a coaching conversation.
That's a good point.
So it doesn't mean that you need to both sign a piece of paper to say we recognize this as coaching and bang the gong. But you do need to, you know, keep mindful of even, you know, I think I know what kind of conversation I'm trying to have here. Does the person sitting opposite me also think that that is true? If so, we're probably in a good place. So just being mindful of that is probably good. Any final thoughts from you two before we close?
No.
The last thing I want to say about that is just I think it all comes back to trust and have mm-hmm. you built that type of trusting relationship mm-hmm. where, you know, you've earned the right to speak into this person's, mm-hmm. you know, experience, life, whatever, with whatever's going on. And when you've built that connection, then it's more likely that you're both going to think you're in the same conversation, right? Like mm-hmm. when you've spent the time to develop figure out what the two of you have in common, where can you connect mm-hmm. and how can you build that trust? Mm-hmm. I think that's really important.
Absolutely.
Have you earned the right to have that kind of conversation, another little bit of Willard wisdom, which I really appreciate. Just quickly before we finish, most listeners don't yet follow the Coacharian podcast. Every additional follower we get helps us to raise the profile of the work we're doing and bring you more episodes. So if you can do just one thing for us today, then please hit the follow button and get updated whenever we put new content live. If you've got time to do a second thing for us today, could you share this podcast with all your friends? Thanks for listening and tune in next time. Thanks, Wendy. Thanks, Dana. See you next time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been another episode of The Coacharian. Follow, like, and subscribe to our content to receive updates on future episodes. Join us again soon in The Coacharian.